This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Samuel was born as a direct result of desperate prayers by his mother, Hannah. Once weaned from his mother, she took him to Jerusalem and gave him to the service of the temple as she had promised in her prayer. He worked in the temple under Eli the priest. One night, Samuel thought Eli called him. Eli assured him it wasn't him. 1 Samuel 3:7 says, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. When God repeated his call three times, Eli realized God was calling. So he told Samuel, "If he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Sure enough, God called again. Samuel answered as instructed. God gave him an earful, a message of judgment on Eli, his sons, and the nation. Samuel was afraid to share what God had said, but Eli pressed him, so he shared everything. Eli resigned himself to God's sovereignty. 1 Samuel 3:19 says, "The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground." In review, notice a mother's prayers and dedication, the foundation of Samuel's success. I can vouch for the same power in my life. My mother dedicated me to the Lord as a child and stood with me the rest of her life in prayer. Notice also an impact statement. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." That's a good prayer to offer every time you face a new day or open your Bible to read and study, and every time you're in a Bible class or church service. God delights in answering such prayers. Try it.